Oh, also, this murder house that was on sale for like forever, and they couldn't get anyone to buy it.
I why? Huh?
Yeah, it's still on Zillow. Oh wait, it's not for sale anymore. I'm wondering if the family just like took the
They gave
loss.
up. I said, you know what? Forget it.
Yeah, it's really weird. Let's see. It was on the market for a while. Nobody bought it. It's being offered at public auction. Yeah, let's see. They listed it April, like a year after she was murdered, and then they just kept lowering the price and lowering it and lowering it, and then
Please
nobody
take the
bought it.
murder house.
Please, somebody buy this murder house. Please.
Murder free for over 24 months.
It's 4,000 square feet, 5 beds, 4 baths. So, pretty good. It's in one of those, like, you know when you're driving on the highway and there's like a whole lot of nothing for a while, and then all of a sudden, like off to the side, there's like a development of like new looking houses that clearly just like sprung up out of the ground.
No
But
trees.
there's nothing around them. Yeah, it's in one of those neighborhoods.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
You get to know all the neighbors before you murder them. They'd be like, "Are you in the murder house?" You'd be like, "Murder house? What's that about?" And you're like, "Oh, you
What
know, because of
happened
the
there?
murders." And they're like, "I haven't done any murders yet. I mean, I haven't done any murders."
Oof.
Oh, oops.
Oops.
Could you just a
Haha.
joke. I'm new here.
Sorry, funny, just doing a funny.
Don't ask where my second wife is. I shouldn't have eaten just before we did that because you know, when you get cheese sometimes in your throat and then you're like, "Oh, cheese."
You shouldn't eat right before you do a murder either. They say wait at least 60
Yeah,
minutes.
you're gonna get a cramp. You're like in there, you're holding your child down, hands around its throat, whatever. But you're gonna feel, you'll get a stitch in your side. And then that
You
kid
want to
could wiggle
wait.
out, call the authorities. You don't want that.
Yeah, you want to wait.
The perfect murder means waiting 30 minutes after eating. If you read the book, that's what it says.
Oh, the house next to the murder house is for sale. I wonder why.
Oh. You could be murder adjacent.
Go live right next to the murder house.
Love that. I feel like I could buy a house in Denver or maybe Ann Arbor within like a year or two if I moved there.
Probably.
But I'm not gonna.
Well,
I'll wait until David murders you and then I'll just rent your house when the price drops.
Because we can't sell it because it's a murder house.
Yeah. Plus you can't sell it because you don't own it. It's where you're renting.
Because I'll be dead.
Finally.
Well, if we buy a house here, you legally have to move here. Sorry.
That's weird. I don't. Where did I sign something? Was I drunk?
No, that's in the Constitution, actually.
Yeah,
That was part
it's
of
weird.
Biden's 100-day plan.
Within the first 100 days, Jessica will move to Denver. That's oddly specific legislation, too. I guess it's not legislation. Well, if Joe wants that, you know, who am I to say no?
Well, you can buy the house next to the murder house for $685.
That
Five
seems
beds, four
reasonable.
bath. It's got a nice deck out back, so you can watch some murders in your neighbor's house.
Yeah, you can just be listening for murders all the time. Like, oh,
Oh,
no,
no, it's just a
no.
fight.
Yeah, damn it. Those could escalate, though.
That could
It's like,
turn into
get the
something.
champagne. This could be the night, hun.
This could be the murder night.
Gosh, I'm so excited. Like, what do we do? What do we say if it happens? I'm gonna look nice for when the news is here. I'm gonna dry my hair real quick.
I want to be interviewed. Like, oh, they seemed so nice. I don't know.
They were so nice. Like, you could hear them, you know, kind of shouting sometimes through the window, but everybody does.
They were shouting how much they loved each other.
Yeah, they're like, I love you so much. I wish we were dead. I've walked so much the last couple days.
That sounds nice.
It was, actually. My mom was here. People know, you know, my mom was here. And I took
her. She did not want to host the podcast.
She didn't. No, I asked her. That's why, partially why we're doing it late, is because I had built time in to do it. And it happened. But she had never been here. And she's like, oh, I just want to see all the things you do. So I made her go on the big walk that I took you and David on.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's 58, so that was like a big walk for us. David's, he was like 19 when he did that. So it, for someone eight times his age, I think it was a little bit of a struggle, but she made it the whole way. Like, we walked all the way from the office to the bridge and over, and we didn't walk back. We took a lift from there, but I was real proud of her. And Becca, she tried dumplings. My mother, who is like, I will have a plain cheeseburger and maybe fries. We're going to be bad. Had dumplings and tried Peruvian food and different drinks and stuff. I'm just real proud of her.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
We've gotten my mom to try like Thai food recently and she likes it. So.
Wow. Look what our moms are doing great out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They're peaking.
Yeah. This is the height of their lives from here downhill. But they got to have good food right at the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mom got to meet Chris too.
Nice.
Yeah. And my mom and my sister liked Chris. And I kept saying, like, I don't care if you don't like them, but I'm glad that you do.
That's nice.
Do you think your mom will ever like David?
You know, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think she will. I'm still on the fence about him. So you're missing the basketball game right now.
No, it's on at 3.
Oh, because it's 2 o'clock at my time. You're right. Okay.
Yep.
Good. Yep. Good. Yep. Can't wait to cheer on the Michigan Wolverines is what the note here says.
Yep. That's the team.
I wrote it down so I can't forget.
Nice. She has a sticky note that just says Michigan Wolverines.
It's taped over the camera so that Becca can't see me. Hey, did you see that Discord might get bought by Microsoft?
No.
I would hate that.
Really?
It's been such a good tool for us to use.
Yeah, it has some pitfalls though. Like, I don't know. I feel like they might try to make it into more of like an enterprise thing, which it could be great for. Like, we could all use
it. It's
this
basically just Slack.
But yeah, like, but with it has better video calls.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only thing I've liked better about this is the low latency, because I feel like even when David would share a stream and we'd watch something, it was fine.
And you can easily all like join a room or whatever. You could just have a voice channel that's like your team's channel and everybody just joins it.
Just in there all day.
Yep. And then I got vaccinated yesterday.
Oh, gross. How do you feel? Which one?
The Pfizer.
Oh, that's the same one I got.
Aw.
Nice. I hope they use the same needle for you that they did for me. Could you imagine?
It was fine. I was just, like, I was fine. We went for a walk. Like, we had to do it in Fort Collins, which was an hour away. And then we got home. We went for a walk. And then I was just, like, really tired. I went to bed at, like, 9. And then I woke up at 9. And I still was very tired. Oof. So that was the only side effect, though.
That was the same one I had was after the first shot. I felt good. And then the next morning... Oh, just as I was approaching 24 hours after, I was like, oh my God, I need to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just for weeks. But I just did a couple hours and I felt better.
Yeah. Mine was on a Saturday, so I didn't have to like take the next day off. But the next one will also be on a Saturday. It's in 3 weeks. But I am going to use that Cisco day off that they're giving us on that Monday.
It's your PTO and you need it now.
Yeah.
So if you get it in 3 weeks.
It'll be the 17th.
Oh, so you'll be, like, full up by the time I'm there.
Yep.
Wow.
David will probably have one shot by the time you're here.
We can tuck him away in a closet until it's safe for him. Our special guy.
Well, he'll be safe to be around all of us because we'll all be fully vaccinated by then.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. really excited for all of us to get our second ones. I start, I got a big weekend coming up next week because I start Invisalign on Friday. And I get my second shot on on Monday. But I'm worried about driving out there because I still have to go to that same place that was like 2 hours away. And normally I would just eat while I was out there. But if I do that, then I have to like immediately brush my teeth and floss and all that because I will have the things on. And normally
just bring a toothbrush.
But like I'm just going to be in my car. I'm going to be driving. So I'm going to eat and then be driving for 2 hours. I guess I could. I should ask my friends who have had Invisalign how they would handle that situation. But I need my morning McDonald's to power through that ride.
Yep.
I love the chicken, the fried chicken on a biscuit. It's terrible for me and so delicious.
Yeah. The place that we went, Fort Collins, it was like a grocery store in Fort Collins, and they had a lot of appointments. They didn't, like, by the time we got there yesterday, I was going to see if they happened to have any, like, cancellations so David could get one too, and they didn't. But they, because they're in, like, a more rural kind of area, they had a lot of appointments. So we're going to see if, like, Colorado will open up all the eligibility on the 12th. So we're going to see if we can make his appointment for his first shot when I'm going for my second one.
That'd be so convenient.
Otherwise, they're going to start trying to do, like, mass vaccination sites at, like, the football field in Denver. So
yeah,
he might just be able to get it done there.
He should just hang out, like, in a CVS for a couple hours towards the end of the day. Just be like, if there's any extra, I'm just here anyway. So
that's what we were trying to do yesterday. I was like, do you have any extra appointments? Cause, like, he came with, and I just went, and the lady was like, no, sorry, that's not how it works. And I was like, well, I've heard from a lot of people that that is how it has worked.
That is absolutely how it works.
For a lot of people that I know, they've just been in the right place at the right time. So,
well, I kept reading that once they opened the thing, it's like, okay, this is, now you have to just use this shot because you can't reuse it or put it back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering if I'll be able to, if I could get my second one done somewhere closer. You know, like if they start opening up these mass vaccination sites, if I could just get the second one done there. Because I have the second one appointment scheduled for this place that's far away. But if I could do it
closer, that would
be ideal.
They told me when I went to mine that I had to come back to the same place. I don't know why.
Well, I might still try because, like, when I was trying to find appointments, all the places that I checked, it was asking, like, is this your first or second? And then imagining if you say it's your second, they'll ask, like, when did you get your first? And then they'll see if you're within the time window. Mm-hmm. But that would be great because I don't want to have to make that drive again. It wasn't that bad, but it was annoying.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, the drive from here is beautiful, but also I would have loved to be able to just go closer. There are so many hospitals and stuff in the city.
We drove straight up 75. It's like along the mountains, so it's like a gorgeous drive. But
is it like state 75? Because interstate 75 shouldn't be there.
75 in Colorado goes north south.
Okay, just making sure. I was like, 75, my knowledge of maps is completely wrong if you were on 75.
Let me look, make sure it's actually 75. State highway 75.
What's the speed limit there?
It varies wildly. So is it 75 or 25? Hold on.
Is the speed limit 75 or 25?
No. Okay, it's 25.
That makes more sense. 25
is the highway that goes north-south. Yeah, you're right. 75 is the one that's up through, like, Iowa and all that.
75 goes down to... Yeah, no, 75 goes, like, from Detroit to Orlando.
Got it. Yep.
Okay, we figured that out.
25. We figured it out.
Our listeners who are traveling this week are not going to get lost, no? Thank God.
Thank goodness. Yeah, so it's, like, straight up and down. The speed limit is, like, when you get on that highway in Denver, it's, like, 55, and then it goes to, like, 75, and then it'll randomly go back down to 55, and so it's a big pain.
They, when I was driving cross country, there were points where it was, like, 80 or maybe 75, but everyone was still going, like, 95, and it just made me very uncomfortable. I was like, no, I just cruising, just very calm.
Yeah. People here drive like maniacs. I'm not a fan.
Maybe you should move.
No, thank you. I don't think we're going to do that.
That's fine. I just like to put it out there for you in case you want to, but you haven't been able to articulate that yet.
No, we're moving down the street, and we're trying to get our good friend Alex to move into our current apartment, mm-hmm. so that we're not on the hook for this lease.
He's already a soft yes on it, right? Was my understanding?
He's a soft yes. He's a maybe. We're going to keep working it. So yeah. If any of our listeners know Alex, please just start texting him that he needs to move to Denver.
It might have been Chris, but someone mentioned that, you know, we talk about people on here that maybe not everybody knows. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure most of our listeners are people from work, so they definitely know Alex. But also the idea that people who don't know him have this idea in his head of who he is, like him and David, because they're not on here to, like, be them, I just think is even funnier. Like, as far as they know, Alex is absolutely moving to Denver now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't do it, people are going to be let down.
Yep. That's right. Yep.
I guess that's who Alex is.
I've been on a true crime kick. True crime kick. And there's a documentary on Netflix about this guy who murders his wife and two children.
Okay, yeah, you know, he gotta sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Just gotta. And it's in Frederick, Colorado, which is right off 25, which is right by... We drive, like, past their little neighborhood little graves. Where this all happened on the way to Fort Collins. And so I'm going to see if I can convince David to let us pull off and creep on this this house.
I feel like David's never said no to pulling off, though. Guy loves to just pull off for no reason. So what happened? Like, did the crime's already solved, right?
Yeah.
So what are you gaining by stopping there?
Well, I just want to see the house. Is this because it's on TV? It's like right off the highway. I just want to drive past it.
I guess that's why I go look at the painted ladies and like, those aren't TV. And they're right here. Like, TV. I could just see them.
It's right there. Yeah.
That's true.
Same thing.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's like he was cheating on his wife.
Of course.
The thing that makes it, so it's on Netflix, is called American Murder, Family Next Door.
American Murder.
The thing that makes it like a good documentary is this woman had like a very public Facebook page because she worked for like a direct consumer, like MLM basically. So she was always on Facebook posting like really like public, like really public videos about her family and like their house and all this stuff. And so, but all of her stuff was all global, like public, and so the documentary includes like tons of these home videos, and it's really creepy because like what happened was he had been cheating on her for a few months, and he basically just like snapped one night and killed his wife, and their like 4-year-old daughter was like in the hallway and like saw it, and so then he killed both of his daughters and like, yeah,
you got to make it a clean job, no witnesses.
Just killed them all and then drove them out to this like oil site where he worked for like an oil and gas company, and put them in these oil tanks, and then just like came back to his house and then like went to work that morning, and then like the wife's friend kept calling her and being like, she's not answering her phone. So the wife's friend drove her to the house and was like, no one's here, but her car's here and her phone's here. And so then they call the cops, and the husband comes home and he's just like, I don't know, I haven't seen her.
What's going on here? The kids too? What?
And they have like the body cam from the cop just like interviewing this guy. And he's like, this isn't like her. I don't know. Maybe she ran off. We had a fight last night. Maybe she just ran off.
Oh, you don't tell me you had a fight. That puts you as suspect number one.
Yeah, well.
Idiot. And then, if you're going to kill your wife, be cool about it.
He had a super guilty conscience because he agreed to do a polygraph, which he failed like completely. So like, did you have anything to do with your wife's disappearance? And he's like, no. And the woman doing the polygraph just like looks up. You could see it on the security footage. She like looks at the other guy as she's like looking at the polygraph results. She's like, sir, can you try to regulate your breathing, please? We're gonna ask that question again.
Yeah, don't worry about why. We're just regulating the breathing.
You seem nervous, especially when we asked you if you killed your wife.
I bet he did kill his wife.
Yeah, but it's really weird because it happened just down the street. Mm-hmm. You know,
how long ago?
2018.
Oh, so like you could have maybe known them if you had moved sooner.
Probably not.
You could have babysat the kids. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
He could have had the affair with you. Wait, was he cute though? Like, did it make sense that he had an affair?
He wasn't bad looking.
Oh, so you support him. Got it, Becca.
He wasn't like hot, but he was okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole murderer thing was a turn off, honestly.
I can't. Why?
Yeah.
That I don't know. It seems kind of like exciting. Some danger in there, you know?
Ooh.
Like, are we having pizza tonight or is he going to stab me? I don't know.
Shouldn't be laughing. It's fucking horrific.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've laughed at worse things.
I don't get killing the kids. Like, if you fucking hate your wife and you snap, whatever. But, like, it takes a whole nother level of monster to murder your toddlers.
Well, obviously, he knew the kids were snitches.
Oh, God. God. Just so awful.
You brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, you seem oddly interested in this case, Becca. What does that say about you?
Well, you should watch the Netflix documentary because it's very fascinating.
I'm absolutely not going to.
See, I just love true crime.
Why?
I don't know. I've been watching this series on Netflix about this little girl that goes missing in Portugal. They've never solved the case. They have never found her.
How long ago did she go missing?
2007.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where have they looked?
You know, here and there.
Just Portugal places.
Just Portugal stuff. I don't know.
Well, that seems fine.
That one's super fishy. So it's called The Disappearance of Madeline McCann. And it's like the parents, it was at like a family resort in Portugal. The parents were from England and they were there with a bunch of their friends and their friends' kids. And every night, all of the parents would leave their kids in their like hotel room apartment resort things. And they would go have dinner at this resort restaurant. And like every 30 minutes or so, one of the parents would get up and like go to the rooms and check on the kids. And during one of the checks, they realized that the child wasn't there. But the story is like very... I don't think that the parents had anything to do with her actually going missing, but they changed their story a lot. I think because they realized that, like, they're culpable for negligence for like leaving their kid in a hotel room unattended while they went out drinking. So they're super defensive throughout the whole investigation, which starts to make people think that they might have like accidentally killed her. Because they found like some like antihistamines or something in the apartment. And there was some suspicion that maybe they were, like, giving them to the kids at night so that they could go out drinking and the kids would stay asleep. And then maybe they accidentally overdosed her and then she died. And so they covered it up by being like, oh, no, she was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
And I don't know that I buy that because, like, I don't know. But why would you leave your kids alone in an apartment at a resort?
Because they're a drag.
The worst part was the resort offered a babysitting service. So, like, they could have just used that. But they were like, it's going to throw off their bedtime or something was their excuse.
Well, so you look at the budget and you say, is it easier to abandon our children or to hire a nanny? Like, what's more cost effective?
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be abandonment.
They were both doctors, too.
The children?
The parents were both doctors.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of doctors? Like a fake doctor?
Cardiologists.
Like David? Oh, real doctors.
No. Yeah, real doctors. They could definitely have afforded a nanny.
Maybe they were out doing a bunch of drugs, too. Those are expensive.
Well, yeah, there's also, like, the thing of, like, they were all pretty drunk, so their timelines, like, don't make a ton of sense.
It's so not they suspicious. They were just really drunk.
Yeah, well, but that is suspicious, because, like, why are you fucking getting wasted when your toddlers are alone in a hotel room?
Then you explain, my life is empty. I don't like my wife. The kids suck.
I get this one vacation a year in which I drink 2 bottles of wine a night. It's fine.
It is how I cope. It's called self-care.
This bottle's called self, and this bottle is called care.
And every night, I spend a couple hours with it.
Man. Yeah, so that's what my interest outside of work and school has been lately.
That's great. Crime. I have been, started watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's pretty good. Enjoy that. Okay. They've got a new show on Amazon for the Invincible comic, which I know you've never read or heard of, but it's very good.
Correct.
And that's pretty much it. I might start playing the Viking game. I've had a bunch of people tell me to play the Viking game, and so I'm probably going to do it. I guess you're like a Viking in Valhalla, and you get to just do Viking stuff with friends. It's online co-op. Seems similar to Minecraft, but also maybe Skyrim is the impression I'm getting. But people have been trying to get me to play it for a bit, and now Kyle and Tom are playing. I said, okay, I want to play too.
Nice.
So I'm going to do that later tonight.
David's been playing this Dragon Age game, and he recently downloaded some Plague game where you're trying to survive the bubonic plague, and it's supposed to be like a very sad game, so I don't know why he wants to play that.
But David seems to be having like the most fun ever. It worries me.
I'm playing like a video game about the plague.
And all you hear is laughing. He's like, I'm doing it.
Well, the graphics in this game look incredible, but like too real. So there's points where you like we watched the trailer and you're getting like swarmed with rats. I'm like, why would you want to play
this? Oh, you should
play
that in VR.
No, thank you.
That's your favorite way to experience those games. I have never heard of that. He'll have to send me the name.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, should we do some posts since we're like half an hour in?
Yeah, I think so. We're like 24 minutes in. Don't worry about it. Okay. Do you want to read about whatever the sub went private? Apparently there was a pedophile fan.
No, there was a Reddit employee who was like a pedophile sympathizer or something. And so the sub went private in solidarity with like Reddit firing this person. I don't know the details, but people can learn about that for themselves. David included a story in our doc just in case we want to talk about it, but I don't know all the information, so I don't really want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Because normally when we read these posts, we know everything about them.
Yep. I'm going to read this one called Last Names.
Last Names first. Okay.
Cool. All right. Am I the asshole for telling my mom I don't give a ... what she thinks about using the name I want to use? Okay. My mom got married when I, 15 female, was 10. She changed her name to her husband's name so we could all have a, quote, family name.
Family name night.
Family name night. I did not want this. I wanted to keep my dad's name and my name since I had had it for 10 years of my life to that point. But their wants trumped mine, and it was a done deal. But I never stopped using my actual last name. My friends all know me by my original last name, and I introduce myself to people by it, too. The only time the official one gets used is on documentation, or a teacher gets all stuffy about using the last name I preferred. It gets used a lot in school because most of my classes, I am one of three with the same first name. My mom and her husband found out about it recently because for my birthday, a friend mailed a card to me and used the preferred name. My mom was pissed. Her husband tried to lay on a guilt trip saying I had hurt his feelings and broken his heart that I was rejecting not only his name, but him as a father figure. My mom told me I was selfish and childish to go behind their backs like that and that it was no longer my name and I needed to get over it. Told her I didn't give a shit what she thinks, that it's my name and she never should have changed it in the first place. And if she thought that would make me love or accept her husband easier, then she was dead wrong. All she did was change something she knew I didn't want to do, what they wanted, and I wasn't going along with it for her. I told her as soon as I turn 18, I'm going straight to court to get it changed, and there isn't a damn thing she'll be able to do to stop me. My mom was so freaking pissed. She's been pissed for over 2 months, and her husband is still trying to make me feel bad about it. Lol. Some family have told me I should have handled the conversation better, which is why I'm posting here. They seem to think I was being too childish in the fight with my mom about it. Am I the asshole? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Maybe you don't, like, tell your mom I don't give a shit what you think, because that's not going to be a productive conversation, but I don't.
Here's some context as I went to look at the comments already. Info, what happened with your dad? Did he die? Was he abusive? All we can tell from most, he doesn't have a say life, and the poster says he died.
Yeah, so, okay, then absolutely not the asshole.
Someone else says you are an asshole. Not giving a fuck about your mother's opinion makes you an asshole. I don't think that's true.
Who said that?
Someone who's got negative 61 points. So, you know. Doesn't even matter. But no, I don't think the poster is an asshole. A name's a very personal thing.
It is, and especially if the dad died. It would be one thing if it was a messy divorce and the mom's like, we just want to start over and like start a new family, and she didn't like want any reminder of her ex-husband or whatever. But other the dad that, died. I mean, that's
terrible child.
That's like not the way to handle that at all. I feel like any family therapist would be like, that's fucked up.
I don't know. If the kid was young enough that they didn't remember, then maybe. But the kid... like, you identify with your name. That is one of the core things of who you are. I feel like you're like, this is me. And then you try to change that. Obviously, she doesn't like the new husband because she says my mom's husband the whole time throughout this and not, like, my stepdad or whatever.
Yeah. I can see the parents being like, we understand you don't want this, but for legal reasons, it's going to be way simpler. Like, there's a whole lot of reasons why having the same last name as your kids can make things a lot simpler. Especially the same last name as at least one parent. But if the kid has a different last name from both parents, that can be really complicated. I like talked to some people at work about this because we got in a conversation about like taking versus not taking your husband's last name. Mm-hmm. There are people that said like traveling made it a nightmare because your kid has a different last name than you. And then there's all these suspicions. You get questioned, like, are you traveling internationally with like somebody else's child? And you might have to bring a birth certificate everywhere to prove that it's your kid. If you're like crossing borders, stuff like that, it can be a real pain. So I could see the parents being like, legally, we're going to change it so we all have the same last name. But if you still want to go by that name in all other contexts, then that's fine, right? They shouldn't be angry at her for still wanting to go by the initial name. I think that's the right way to handle it. But what do I know?
Yeah, but what does Becca know? Probably
very
nothing.
Little.
You heard it here, folks.
I finally admitted it.
Yeah, I can see that argument. I don't travel, really. Just a little bit, usually to Ann Arbor. But I could see if I was taking a child with me, whether it was mine or not, I'd want it to have the same name.
As at least one parent.
Yeah.
But if it's a different from both parents, then obviously like a border agent or someone is going to be like, we need proof that this is your child.
Where did you acquire this child?
Yeah.
I'm not going to change my name if I get married, I think, because I like having a Q in my name.
I feel like I would want to, but David has said I'm not allowed to take his last name.
Why?
He's like,
is he going to take yours?
He's like reverse misogynist. He's controlling
no way,
my last
babe, you're
name.
Better
He's
than
controlling
that.
Me not taking his last name.
You keep looking in the, out the door. Are you okay? Is he there?
I heard him come back. Like, do you need me to call someone?
Yeah. I'll ask him if
he's like,
killed
you'll
you.
Never have my last name.
You're too strong and independent for that. I swear to God.
I forbid it.
You know what? You can both take my last name when you get married. That's fine.
Oh my God.
Team?
See, but I just like the idea of everyone having the same last name. I don't care who takes whose.
Like everybody in the world? Or
no, if you're a family. And I'm not particularly attached to my last name since it's a hate crime. So.
What?
What?
Becca waterboarding.
I was at the DMV the other day again, and
why did you go back?
I had to get my license plate and my car registered.
Why didn't you do it the same day?
I couldn't. You could only do one thing at the appointment. They would not let you do multiple things. And the woman at the counter, like, asked me my first name, and then she said last name, and I just went Lynch. And then she just, like, looked up from her computer and looked at me, and typing, and she was black. And so I was just like, yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. Jesus.
So I would like to change my last name.
Okay.
So
well, we can have
feels
the
like
listeners
a convenient
vote
opportunity.
On one. We'll throw out some ideas and then they can pick their favorite.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Also, David has a brother and his wife took her husband's last name. So I would, like, if he forces me to keep my last name, I'm going to look like that bitch who was like, no, I don't want it. Right? Like, I don't want to be the odd one out, especially if it's not my choice.
You know, I think it should be your choice.
Thanks.
There, I said it. You should be able to choose to put David first. What if you both change it so it's hyphenated?
That's an option.
Yeah.
I would,
or you
like...
mix them together.
Now, see, that to me is just corny, but I would like, you know, if I could hyphenate it and then I could just go by either, depending on the context, and then, you know, you only have to put the full thing for legal purposes. But whatever.
Whatever. Society's going to collapse before you get married anyway.
Probably.
Then we don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. People should vote on what my new last name gets to be.
Cool. You can do a poll while I edit the podcast after this.
Thanks.
You know what I offended me is we're doing this late this week and no one even said anything. That hurts.
That's fucking rude.
Yeah.
Nobody was like, where's the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, no ads. No one, like Brandon, I expect to be like, hey, where is it?
Yep.
I guess I'm just heartbroken.
Mm.
All right, I'll read the next one. It says mustard, and I like mustard, so I'm going to start there. Am I the asshole for telling my brother to shut up about the goddamn honey mustard? So last night for dinner, my mom, dad, and brother, 30, they're all 30, were having beef burgers, and I, 20 female, was having something else. I don't eat meat or like fake meat, so I cooked my own vegetarian meal. For a couple different reasons, we were eating dinner slightly later than usual. Not ridiculously later, but enough that we were all pretty hungry slash antsy. My brother came upstairs a few minutes after he'd been told it was ready. He took the mustard and mayo off the table, which already annoyed my parents as they needed them to put their burgers together, and he took a couple extra minutes to put together a honey mustard sauce. My mom asked why he couldn't have made the sauce like half an hour ago, and he just said, oh, it's fine, not a big deal. He literally took almost 5 minutes making this four-ingredient honey mustard sauce, then finally brought the mayo and the mustard to the table with the sauce. He said he made enough for everyone to try, but my mom and dad just wanted regular burger toppings. The sauce didn't go well with my dinner at all, and I said as much, and he said, ah, well, fuck me then. Well, whatever. I don't like to mix cuisines in the same dish. I was having a Thai dish with spicy peanut sauce.
That sounds delicious.
Throughout dinner, he was pushing his honey mustard sauce on everyone at least 4 times. Finally, my mom relented and tried a spoonful on the side. Yes, it's good, she said. And then my brother tried to get her to take more, even though she said she was almost done and she was fine. He offered my dad and I to try again, and we said no. And he raised his voice and very dramatically said, well, excuse me for trying to feed my family. Fuck me. I was pretty annoyed at this point because, Jesus, it's just a honey mustard sauce. I don't eat meat, and I never try this hard to push any of my vegetarian dishes on people. I offer once, maybe twice for my dad, because he usually won't accept the first time, even if he wants it, and then I shut up. So I told him, how are you feeding the family? Mom and dad brought the food. Mom cooked the dinner. I cooked my own dinner. You made a sauce that, understandably, not everyone wants to try. Shut up about the goddamn honey mustard. He started half laughing, half fuming, and said, whatever, fuck me. I'm a good chef. I just wanted you guys to experience this. Fuck me. It's fucking honey mustard. It wasn't even my sauce of choice when I used to eat meat and would eat chicken strips. I liked barbecue. My dad liked plum. Questions
plum?
On that. Yeah, we'll get back to it. Am I the asshole or somehow crazy? I think this guy just wants his family to have sex with him.
This is crazy.
It's just honey mustard. How old is the brother's 30 years old and he's like, you will eat. I can't believe I'm trying to provide.
He's 30?
That's what it says.
Wow. They're having a family meal and he's just like, fuck me.
Fuck me. Looking his dad right in the eyes and being like, fuck me.
Fuck me. Yeah. Info. How was he saying fuck me? Was it like fuck me or was it like fuck me?
And be like, I'm a great chef. I made this sauce.
It's
out of
not
dreams.
Even that doesn't make you a good
he
chef.
He combined
like,
honey and mustard and
you
salt.
Mixed honey, mustard, and salt together, and you're like, I'm a chef. Fuck everybody else. Like, what the fuck? The amount of times he says fuck me is enough to segue into Sweet Home Alabama.
I would not use it because I don't like honey mustard. I like regular yellow mustard and sometimes like a fancier mustard, but not honey mustard.
I love a honey mustard, especially with like chicken strips. Not on a burger though.
Maybe you
not
should fuck burger. This guy.
No, thank you.
You don't even
somebody
know
said somebody said not the asshole. I mean, I'd get it if he spent like 12 hours making macaroons from scratch, but he literally just mixed two pre-existing sauces together without being asked at an inconvenient time that prevented your parents from using the condiments for their already cooked dinner, and then threw a hissy fit. Your brother is 30. Also, I don't know about anyone else, but honey mustard on a burger is not really that appetizing to me. No doubt your parents felt the same. Didn't go with your food at all. Honestly, this whole thing is ridiculous. He sounds exhausting. Mm-hmm. I agree. Honey mustard goes on chicken strips. Or like fries.
I wouldn't even use something. It there. You know what I like on my chicken strips and fries? Italian dressing.
Ew.
What is ew about that? That's delicious.
Ew. What? What?
What is wrong with Italian dressing?
I like Italian dressing on a salad.
Then why not on chicken strips? Do you ever put chicken on your salad?
Sure.
Okay, well, there you go. You're an idiot. Just trying to give you food recommendations. Fuck
yeah,
me.
Yeah, fuck me. I think this brother sounds like he has issues, and there's a lot of tension in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The post is a year old. I wish there was a follow-up. Damn, and it'd be like, follow-up, I did fuck him, and you know what? We're good now.
All right, should we take a very short break and then come back and do our game? One more post? And then go watch some basketball.
We'll see. We'll see where we end up, sure.
All right, great.
Okay, okay.
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 Great.
Are we back?
Yeah, I've got them. I'm on a hot streak, right. So
I'm ready.
I get to keep going. All right, 1 through 5, whole number higher than 0.
2.
Okay. Am I the asshole for kissing my friend's brother without his consent during a truth or dare? Oof. Am I the asshole for deleting my son's Minecraft world? Am I the asshole for shouting at my nephew for, quote, no reason? Am I the asshole for playing Another One Bites the Dust at my brother's wake?
Oh my god.
Am I the asshole for firing an employee after his parents died?
These are all bad. Okay.
That was the vibe we had this week.
Okay. I really hope it's Another One Bites the Dust.
It is not that one.
Oh!
What was your second guess? Guessed.
The truth or dare?
No. Yes, I did it. I hit a good one. It's am I the asshole for shouting at my nephew for no reason?
I would never shout at Odin.
Well, he's a child.
He's my nephew.
Plus, he's literally a god.
That's true. You can't yell at him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll die.
He'll smite
you. I kind of want to read the one about playing Another One Bites the Dust in my brother's.
So it, to be fair, this was a would I be the asshole, but I modified it just so it didn't stand out.
Oh, okay.
That still counts.
I don't.
Do you want me to read it real quick? I've got it here.
Sure.
Okay. My brother died. He was an incredible, funny guy, and I miss him like I lost one of my limbs. Maybe it's stupid, but I want people to remember the person he was. My dad and aunts have been involved in planning his funeral and have been planning a very Catholic funeral service. He wasn't Catholic and wouldn't like the very expensive casket, the flowers, the church, which a lot of people he didn't know there. He'd think it was way too fancy, way too much. He and I had a morbid discussion a lot. He and I had morbid discussions a lot, the side effect of me being a goth teenager, I guess. He told me he wanted to be cremated and his ashes thrown into a ceiling fan while It's Raining Men played on in the background. Obviously not an option. Obviously, also together, we made up a funny funeral playlist, including songs like Highway to Hell and Another One Bites the Dust. To remember him, I want to bring a speaker and play Another One Bites the Dust at his wake. I would explain it to the people at the wake and say that I wanted to preserve the person he was. Maybe I could give a speech or tell the story and explain how he saw death with humor, not sadness. There will be a lot of extended older family members there who weren't very familiar with him and are Catholic, so I've been thinking maybe not. But I really want to preserve his memory as he was, not what people think he should have been. I think my cousins and sister would get a kick out of it. I didn't really expect this response, but thank you. My brother would have absolutely been thrilled by all of your comments. I swear I almost sense his hand in it. I don't know if anyone will see this update, but here goes. This morning I talked to my dad about the wake. I suggested, as some of you did, that maybe I could give a eulogy and talk to my brother and then play an instrumental cover of the song. I found a violin one that I really liked. My dad listened to the cover and looked at the list that my brother and I made. He actually smiled and laughed and said it seemed like a great idea. I hadn't really been thinking about my dad as much as I should have. I thought of him as opposition. I guess he cared way less about the Catholic stuff than I thought. I also reached out to some of my brother's friends. Some of them had already been planning a party in his honor, and they were happy to listen to some of my ideas. We are going to play all the songs on the list, plus a few others that apparently had told his friends about, not me, and we're going to start working on logistics for scattering not human ashes from a ceiling fan. Yeah. What a happy ending.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, playing that on a speaker is not going to be as heartwarming and silly as you think it is. It's going to be really awkward. And the thing is, like, the funerals are not about necessarily what the person would have wanted because they're dead.
But shouldn't it be? Why even have one?
It's for the people who are mourning. That's why we do these things. Like, in that, you know, it sounds like most of the family is Catholic, and so that's why they're going to do a Catholic thing. And, like, the person who's dead isn't there. It literally doesn't matter. And you can have all these funny plans, but, like, come on. Come on.
When I die, I expect all of you to do the Macarena while sobbing. Like a minor key version of the Macarena.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
But, like,
it'll be where you won't be there, though, because you're dying before me.
You could say, like, oh, that'll be so funny. We'll play Another One Bites the Dust. Think how uncomfortable that would actually be. Like, I'm glad that they ended up going with, like, we'll play some instrumental version. And then do a eulogy and talk about how funny he was and lively and that. But, like,
what if he wasn't funny in life, but only in death planning?
Only in death.
He died as he lived, pissing people off. That's the dream.
Anyway, we got time for one more. And then I gotta eat my food that's here.
What a short episode we have this week, Rebecca.
Okay, well, there's a basketball game that I need. All right. Am I the asshole for asking my friend to move out after she lived in my house 1.5 years rent-free? I'm going to say no.
Let me run some numbers here.
No. All right. My friend broke up with her longtime boyfriend who she lived with. She had trouble finding a place to live. I have a second home. No, I'm not rich. I'm just in a fortunate situation.
Aren't you kind of rich if you have two houses? Your net worth.
I don't know. Depends on how she got the houses, right?
Some people don't even have one house. Parents died or something.
Yeah.
I hope they did.
Okay. I have a second house that I stay at when I'm working and offered to let her live with my kids and I in our second home for a while until she figured out what she wanted to do and save some money. Because I had the space, she got her own room. That was more than a year and a half ago. For the first 6 months, we all lived together and she was a considerate house guest. I did not ask her to pay rent or contribute to utilities. She did help pay for groceries, however, and occasionally helped me with my kids. Then in March 2020, we all know what happened. I began to work from home. My kids and I moved back to our other home to be with my husband because we had more land to roam around. Wait. I'm confused about the logistics of this marriage, but all right. Until January, we also paid all the utilities. Oh, my friend continued to live in our second home rent-free. Until January, we also paid all of the utilities, though we weren't using them. Since January, she's contributed a total of $500 towards utilities. Monthly cost is somewhere in the range of $300 to $550? What? What kind of utilities do you have? That's insane. All right. Well, my daughter is going back into hybrid mode for school, so we need to go back to the second house. I don't understand this situation. My friend regularly hosts her abusive boyfriend and his kids at my home, which I've asked her not to do. She has not altered her behavior as a result of the situation that started in March 2020, and she has no intention of getting inoculated. My younger child has a condition that makes him particularly vulnerable to illness. I'm unwilling to place my family, especially unvaccinated kids, at unnecessary risk by allowing her to live with us. So I explained my reasons and asked her to move out. I gave her 1.5 months notice and told her that if necessary, she could have another month. Now she's upset. Am I the asshole? No. No. This person sucks.
I also think no. I am confused about logistics, although I wonder if it's just a matter of they need to make sure if they have a sick kid, like maybe they can't, the dad is in and out for work or something. So obviously having two homes would be a benefit.
It sounds like they have, we had a similar-ish situation when I was growing up, although we didn't have a second home. My dad was in the army and was stationed in like Southern Illinois. And my brother and I were already in school at that point, so they didn't want to move us. So my dad used our like camper trailer and lived in it for like 4 or 5 years. But we would like go stay with him sometimes. But my parents were still married. So I guess it could be a situation like that where like the parents have two different jobs in two different towns and rather, you know, and they just, you know, split their time. Mm-hmm. But the kids are in school in the town that the mom works in, it sounds like, which was where their second home was. But once they all went virtual, they all moved back to the house that the husband was at.
I like how the person doesn't say, like, lockdown or quarantine. It says, the thing that happened in March 2020. We can't, we shall not speak its name.
Not the asshole. Like, a year and a half is more than enough time to save enough money to get an apartment, to do whatever you need to do. This is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like, even being flexible on the move out time too is super chill. Like, hey, you know, month and a half, 2.5 months, like whatever, but you got to do it. And mm-hmm. I just feel like if they weren't following the rules you laid out for their free rent situation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. Especially like someone's getting to live their rent free. They should at least follow the rules. That's a bare minimum, right? Like whatever. Also, what the fuck? Utility bills are over $500.
Oh, I just found out why they weren't saying COVID-19. Is they had another post, and I guess the sub says, we do not allow conflict related to COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Interesting. Probably because they don't want to enable misinformation discussions.
Yeah, I guess so.
Somebody says, not the asshole, but check with lawyers before you kick her out. She might have squatter's rights if she's lived there for so long.
Oh, no.
Squatter's rights, you have to be there for at least, like, 5 years, I think. And also, like, a house guest is not a squatter.
Well, I mean, it would depend on where they are, though, too. Like, if you've moved in, that generally favors the people who move in. But they're not really, like, they're not a landlord or anything, right?
No.
So I don't know. I don't know enough about those laws.
It's just a house guest. Like, you're just getting to stay there. So there's mm-hmm. no squatter's rights there.
I'm going to squat at your place in Denver.
Until you legally own it?
No, I need to start doing squats.
Trying
to get some gains.
Okay. I was like, it's going to be confusing for our landlord if we're like, hey, we had a friend come stay here, and now she says she owns your house?
Yeah. I guess you need to give her all the keys, so thanks.
Yeah. Our new landlord seems super chill.
You said like, he had Peter Hunnamin vibes?
He does have exactly the Peter Hunnamin vibes.
Peterman yeah. Honey vibes.
Like, Peter we honey mustard are convinced vibes. That if we asked Peter Hunnamin about this guy, he'd be like, oh yeah, I did acid with him. Like,
yeah. He's super chill.
Yeah.
He's a cool cat.
I ordered this furniture. It was a kitchen table and a chair, two chairs, like a small little pub mm-hmm. table. Nice. And it was, when I ordered it, there was this field in when you're checking out that specifically said, like, schedule your shipping for later. So you could schedule it to be delayed shipping. So I was like, okay, great, because this is on sale. So I want to order it now and have it delivered after May when we move in. So I scheduled it for May 1st delivery. And I got a notification. Well, first, when I did that, after I placed the order, I, like, talked to their customer service person on the site, and I was like, I just want to confirm that this won't arrive until after May 1st. And they were like, yep, we see that you noted delayed shipping, like, all good. And then the next day I got a notification from FedEx that was like, your package is on its way. And I was like, oh no. And their customer service person emailed me and was like, don't worry. It just means the label was created, but it's definitely delayed until May. Like, it's totally fine. And then 3 days later, I get a call from my landlord who, because he's a fully vaccinated old man, was in Mexico just on vacation. And he was like, hey, yeah, there's some big package that got delivered, apparently, with your name on it. And I was like, are you fucking serious? So this was like at like 10 o'clock at night that he called. And so we went back there the next morning and, you know, it had been out all overnight and whatever. And it was just a big fucking mess. I was like, it could have been stolen. Like, the people could have just not told us and just kept it for themselves, right? Like, a million things could have gone wrong here. What if it was, like, across the country? What if we removed, like, you know, all this stuff? And I'd specifically gotten it, like, confirmed multiple times. So I called their customer service again after we brought it home. We went and picked it up and brought it home and explained the situation. It's like, yeah, it got delivered to someone else's house after we specifically had it guaranteed that it wouldn't get delivered until May.
And then you called us and said, it's all good, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was like, you all confirmed twice that it wasn't gonna get there until May. And the lady was just like, oh, well, I hope you resolved it.
And yeah, did you guys figure that out? You're good now? Cool.
She was like, is it all okay? And I was just like, no, it's not okay. Like, we were able to pick it up, but we had to, like, drive across town and leave our work day and go pick this up. And it sat outside and it could have been stolen and all these things. It might, like, what if it hadn't fit in our car? Like, now we have to store it in our apartment where we don't have room, and we're going to have to pay movers to move it, which was not part of the plan. And so she was just like, well, there's nothing we can do. And I was just like, I feel like there's a lot you can do.
Like, what would you like them to do to make it better?
Well, I don't know. Like, money off of the order, considering they didn't follow through. Or at least, like, a fucking gift card or something. Like, we're sorry, here's a gift card for your next order. Which would have been a good business move on their end, because then we would have to spend money there again.
That's true.
But they didn't do anything, so.
Do you want to name the stores so we can drag them? Use promo code fuck off to get nothing?
So I wouldn't normally, but here's the thing.
Oh my God.
They only allow positive reviews to show on their site. So they email you. There's nowhere on their site to leave a review. They email you and request a review. You leave it on some form, but then they don't post it if it's negative. Because I left a review of 1 star and they did not post it to their site. And all the reviews on their site are all 5 stars. And you Google them. There's no way to leave a Google review. There's no way to leave a Yelp review. They have a Facebook page, but there is no way to leave a Facebook review, like a star review on Facebook. And they don't have a Twitter. And I searched the name of the company on Twitter and there were all these people being like, this company scammed me, et cetera, et cetera. So it's called Modholic. Please do not buy furniture.
Modholic.
Mm-hmm.
Is the table? You haven't opened the table yet, right?
No.
So we don't even know if it's any good.
Well,
it could be 13 raccoons shoved in a box. We don't have any way of knowing.
They have it's all like 1950s style, like kind of postmodern furniture. So I don't know. It looked cute.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Thanks.
Can I sleep on it?
Watch it be completely broken.
That's kind of what I hope, is that it's a disaster. I think that would be a fun thing for me to see. Yeah, but now you've already got it. You're not even going to open it till you get to the new place, right?
Well, I think we are, because I don't want to void the return thing.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Big old mess.
Well, the important thing is you're stuck with it and they can't do anything.
When I called their customer service people, I told David, I was like, don't listen because I'm about to be a Karen and I don't want you to hear this because you're never going to have sex with me again.
That implies you're having sex already when I know all you guys do is read the Bible together.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, no. Oof. Has she still been listening now that she's, you know, done her bit?
I think she listens sometimes, sporadically. Yeah. When she does her walks.
I keep telling my mom, like, you need to catch up. You're you don't know anything about me because I save it all for the podcast now. And I think that's big. I think our moms should listen together. Like, they should get on Discord and listen together and then just shake their heads. Like,
they could make a podcast reaction to the podcast.
Moms react.
The unholy moms.
That would be funny, too. I would love to set them up with the equipment to do that.
Oh, my God.
And then you just be like, it turns out our children are the assholes. We should have known.
All right.
All right. Well, good luck to you and the Michigan basketball boys.
Yeah, I'm playing the game, so I got to go.
Yeah. Oh, yikes. You got to catch up.
I'm late.
Yeah, yikes. Okay, well, I hope your Chipotle is fine.
Thanks. Me too.
Great.
Great.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.